Through the horde of trees, Cole noticed a rambler with an uneven gait. Instead of gliding gracefully over the forest floor like the others, it hobbled. He sighed. Not as impressive, but it would do. Cole trotted away. As he ran, he untangled the vine rope and circled the knotted loop above his head. His wrists flicked faster and faster until the vine blurred green and whistled. Approaching from the side, Cole found the cause of the rambler's limp. A group of damaged roots hung like dead snakes from its trunk. Cole raced up next to it, careful to stay at a safe distance. Eyes set on a low-hanging branch, he released his rope. The lasso hit its mark, slipping over the bottom bough. He tugged, tightening the rope securely around the branch. Green grass raced below him as the rambler unknowingly carried a stowaway. Cole climbed up the vine, leery of looking down until he reached the bottom bough. Once he laced his fingers over the bark, he climbed the length of the branch to the trunk and descended to the damaged roots. During his training, squeezing the root had proven enough to coerce the ramblers into submission. But these had been saplings. The harmless act made the rambler think it was in danger. He figured his bare hands posed little threat to a rambler this big. How could he make it aware of his presence? He slipped his hunting knife from his belt and rested the blade on the root, then paused and glanced up. Sorry, big guy. He plunged the knife into the root. A deep shudder ran down the trunk, and the rambler swayed to a stop. Fight or flight? His eyes scanned the roots for any hint of reaction. When it didn't move, he frowned. Either? Odd. But not unheard of. Rousset had mentioned times when a rambler would give itself willingly. A smile touched Cole's lips, and he stood, chest puffed at his success. Not so big now, are we? He said to the rambler. Cole returned his knife to his belt. We've got him! With an astonished grin on his face, Nico pocketed his notebook and jogged up. I don't know. That seemed a bit easy. Are you sure? For soul's sake, man, give me some credit. He patted the trunk. Just look at it. Still and responsive, like Rousset says. Might want to write that down. Nico cautiously pulled his notebook out, one eye on the tree while he wrote. I can't wait to see Daya's face. Come on, get up here. I'll show you how to steer it. With a heave, Cole pulled up one of the dead roots on the rambler's injured side. It took two hands to hold it steady. As Nico climbed the rope, a shudder shook the tree. He hesitated mid-climb, eyes wide. Cole waved him on. It's all right, it's just... His words halted as the rambler charged. He fell forward, arms flailing. Catching the trunk, he steadied himself, then turned his attention to Nico, who clung to the swinging rope. His friend's mouth hung open in a silent cry as the roots slammed into him, battling him back and forth like a bird in the windstorm. Hang on! Cole's heart raced as the rambler picked up speed, clipping the surrounding trees. Each collision threatened to knock him off, but he held firm. He pulled his knife and stabbed the lame roots. Come on, stop you overgrown weed! When the rambler didn't slow, Cole focused on what his mentor had taught him. Think. Think like a shepherd. Jump! Cole glanced down. The grass rushed by with a blur of green. If Nico slid down the rope, he could probably land without much injury. But landing addressed only the first problem. Even if they made it to the ground, they'd be trampled under the rambler's roots. What would Rousset do? A quick glance to the lightning eastern sky told him dawn neared. They could ride it out until the tree anchored itself at daybreak. They'd just have to hang on until then. He looked back at Nico, who helplessly slid further down the vine. Time worked against them. He needed a plan, and fast. A muted roar pulled his attention away. He lifted his head and looked up the path. A knot twisted his stomach. Ice shot through his veins as he stared at the very reason shepherds never ventured out this far. Fire. Not orange or yellow like fire should be, but black. Cole shuddered, tightening his hands around the roots. The stories their camp leader told of the black fires always ended in death and destruction. It always ended with the black wall, and their rambler barreled straight for it. They had to dismount. Now! Nico! He cried, daring to peel a hand from the trunk to wave down. He shouted again to no avail. Nico, clenched up in a ball, desperately gripping the spinning rope, couldn't hear him. If he could, he was too scared to acknowledge it. With the rambler showing no sign of changing course, Cole took a deep breath and climbed. He scurried up the trunk, ignoring the bark scratching his skin, and made his way to the bough where the rope still hung. The rambler's jerking stride threatened to buck him off. Cole gripped the rope and slid down to his friend, who startled at his touch. We have to jump! Nico's gaze flicked from Cole to the ground, and he balled up again, shaking his head. Come on, Nico! We have to!